Welcome back, beautiful soul. Now, in this light language transmission, we want to focus on overcoming the ego self so you can allow yourself to really step into your divine inner power. Now, as you may have realized already, as you were doing your practices, as you were trying to connect with the Akashic Records or maybe your guides, you may have noticed that your ego tries to come in and sabotage you or try to tell you all kind of things. You're not good enough. You can't do this. Now, this light language transmission will assist you in releasing that interferences from the ego mind so you can really allow yourself to hear the guidance, to really open yourself up, and also to trust yourself that whatever guidance you will receive is of truth. Okay. So for this, if you may already know some of the things that your ego is trying to do, or even right now, maybe your ego is trying to tell you that you shouldn't do this and it's stupid or whatever, you may put your attention onto whatever it is that you're feeling. It may also just be the energy around this. So it may not be anything in particular that you know, but just allow yourself to put your attention on any resistance that may come from your ego. That way we can really get right to the source and clear that out. But if you please put both feet on the ground and really center yourself, tune into your heart, really drop out of your head. We do not want to be in our head for this. So you may take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, you breathe in light and love. And as you breathe out, you drop into your heart. And if it's a little hard for you to really focus on your heart center, you may even put your hands by your heart chakra, on your chest, and push a little bit so you have something to focus on. Now, this, you don't have to do this. If you can really tune into your heart and you can stay within your heart, then you don't have to do this. But if you are a little challenged with really focusing on your heart center, just using your hands, like by pressing against your chest, will help you as an anchor. So you have something that you can focus on. That little pressure on your chest, you can focus on that. So it's really about wherever your focus goes, energy flows, right? So focus on your heart center. Drop into your heart. We don't want to be in our head for this. And even when you do your Akashic Record reading, or when you're trying to channel a spirit or a higher guidance, be in your heart. When you're in your heart, you can't hear ego, or ego has a harder time to get to you. So focus on your heart center. And just breathe and allow yourself to really tune in. Now, and I also want to invite you to set the intention to be open to this healing and activation as it is to your highest and greatest good. Now, your ego may try to cause resistance here. Just allow whatever comes up, just allow it to come up and let it go. Let it flow out of you. Now, whatever is coming to mind, you don't want to hold on to it. You just want to let it flow out. As we are doing this light language transmission, this healing and clearing, you may have memories coming up. You may have thoughts coming up. If they're coming up, let them come up and let them just flow out. No need to hold on to them. The purpose for this is to really let them go. So if they're coming up, they're coming up for a reason. Say bye, let them go. Okay. So I'm going to call forth 100,000 angels, ascended masters, spirit guides, and beings of the light that can best support us now. Please step forward, connect with us now, and assist us in this healing and activation, and this clearing of the ego mind, the interferences that ego likes to cause, the doubt, the fear. We wish to ask for your assistance, for divine intervention, divine guidance, divine healing, and divine activation, so we may overcome our ego self. Not to forget our ego, but just allow ourselves to see the truth, to know the truth, to trust in our ability to do this work that we're being called to do. That this is to our highest and greatest good, that this is part of our life mission, our life path. Please activate within us the inner knowing that we are right where we're meant to be, that this is exactly what we're meant to do, and that anything, any guidance that we receive is to our highest and greatest good moving forward.
kurkat in gra isht grit gorwatan gri uru alle etik to utanat ate kiti itu rata. Nutakata ati itu uru atakata ate ikit ura atanata. Nukata ashti iti itu ura hatanata ate iti iti ikit ura atanata. Nukutushtana ate eti nakata ata aha ati nakata aha. Nutalakata aha nete ehita ate ene. Nutarahale ashti nikit ura hatanata etik ura anata atin. Nata anakat ura hanakat ehe enikit ura atanata. Nutura naista nikd urhtana. Husha naista nakata ara eisturan. Nushtukuturo tanata ahikde e. Ku ushtana kade ihe ite ulakarena kade ilukurashtinata.
You may be feeling a lot of activity in your mind right now. Your ego may be trying to tell you that this is not right, this is not safe, this is not good. Allow yourself just to let that go. That is ego in fear mode because it is afraid to lose itself, to lose part of who your ego is, who you are. Allow yourself to let it go.
Ku urata ta kati ishtu kata an kati iku urata ati iku urana kati ishtu kati urata a. Nuku rushta na kati iku ushta na kati ehti kati. Nuku ta kati iku urata kati ina kata a. Hushta na kati itu urana kati ina.
Activate within us the inner knowing, the inner trust, the self-love, the self-acceptance. But most of all, the knowing that we can do this, that this is right, that this is what we're meant to do.
Kurush tanakata iruata itulukurata ate, nukata ahi ikuruhu nakata iku urutata. Kurush tanakata irukurata iturata ate iti ilakata ata a, nushtana ata aha, luuruna ata.
We ask for our heart to be opened and infused with light coats of activation of the inner knowing, the inner trust, the inner love.
Sukurushta kadi ikurata kadurata nagurata I. Nuturu starata legurata nedushtukidita kada. Nututanata. Nutaati.
It is safe for us to follow this path. It is safe for us to receive the higher guidance because it is of truth. We also wish to activate the feeling of security, of stability, that it is knowing that it is safe to follow this path, that we're not losing a part of ourselves. We're only growing, we're only advancing, we're only moving up the ladder of our own inner awakening.
Kurata kadishta kadi ilu kurata inuta ate kuru ura kadishta kiri itu urata ate inu kuru ushta na karata. Nukuda kada ahede la kadishta kurata it kuruta kada ihitu ura anata ate ate ikuru ata na. Nushta na kada ihina kuru ura kadishta kadi ita kuru ura na karata. Nukuru na. Nukurushtana ihina kata atik tu uta ate ata. Nushtana te ila kara ashtinata. Shuhunna starhanata.
And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Amen. And just take a deep breath in and anchor in this energy. Allow this energy to really fill your entire being. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Now, I want to invite you to journal a little bit about what may have come up for you. Maybe you have experienced a lot of fear around losing a part of yourself. That's usually what happens with the ego. The ego is afraid of losing itself. And as you grow, as the more you awaken, the ego is afraid that it will lose itself. So just allow yourself to come back to this light language transmission whenever you feel called to do so, or whenever you're feeling stuck and not able to really tune in and work with your records or even with anything else, whenever you feel that your ego is really getting into the way of you doing what you know deep within your heart you're meant to do, re-listen to this activation and just put your attention on whatever it is that you want to release as fears may come up, doubt, anything like that. So I hope you enjoyed this light language transmission, and I will talk to you soon.